Module 6A, Reading. Exercise 2B, page 86.
Poisonous foods we love to eat. Go into your kitchen and take a quick look around. How many things can you see that could kill you? There's a drawer of razor-sharp knives, a bit of oil on the floor that you might slip on, and that fatal combination of water and electrical appliances. But take a closer look inside the kitchen cupboard, because there's something at the back that's hiding a deadly secret. It's your favourite food, and it's highly poisonous. Take that bag of almonds, for example. We've used almonds in countless recipes for centuries. They're used whole, chopped, or sliced, as well as in the form of oil, paste, or powder. There are two varieties, sweet almonds and the more popular bitter almonds. It's this variety that contains cyanide. You might have heard of that. It's the deadly poison that spies take to kill themselves when they don't want to be captured by the enemy. The poison is part of almonds' self-defense system to discourage animals from eating too many of them. In some countries, it's even illegal to sell almonds. Don't worry too much, though, as the ones we eat are heat-processed to remove any trace of cyanide that could harm us. Cyanide is also found in foods like apples, peaches, and apricots. We might say an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but when apple pips, those tiny seeds in the middle, are crushed or chewed, they produce hydrogen cyanide. There's no need to panic though, because the amounts they produce are tiny. If you accidentally swallow an apple pip, or even all the pips from one apple, you won't have a problem. However, eat too many pips and you'll become seriously ill. Once called the apple of Peru, the tomato was believed to be poisonous by the Western world until around 1820. It arrived in Europe in the 1500s, brought back from the New World by Spanish colonists in South America, as a plant and not something to eat. It's from the same family as other poisonous plants, such as deadly nightshade, and that's probably why people thought it would kill them if they ate it. In reality, though, only the stem and the leaves are poisonous, containing a chemical that can cause terrible stomach upsets. The fruit, however, yes, it is technically a fruit, is harmless and delicious. A similar chemical, called solanine, can be found in another South American export, the potato. The leaves, stems, and any part of the potato that is green are poisonous. The older the potato, the more solanine it contains, and it only takes 200 milligrams to make us ill, and not much more to kill. There have been deaths from potato poisoning as recently as in the last 50 years. The victim feels weak and confused before falling into a coma and dying. That's one good reason to only eat new potatoes and avoid potato leaf tea. Finally, there's the friendly-looking but potentially fatal mushroom. Don't be fooled by its innocent appearance. A mushroom is a fungus, an organism that thrives in dark, damp places and prefers to grow on things that are decaying. The shiitake and white button varieties in particular contain large amounts of carcinogenic, i.e. cancer-causing, compounds when they are raw. Tests on mice have shown that they grow more tumours when they have been fed mushrooms. There are even types of mushroom called the death cap and the destroying angel. It's probably good advice to avoid any food that has death or destroying in its name. So the next time you feel peckish and head into the kitchen for a bite to eat, be aware of what's lurking there. The good news is that in most cases, correctly preparing these occasionally harmful foods will make them safe to eat and we can carry on enjoying apple pie, mushroom soup, tomato salad and chips safely and happily.